Outdoor AI.
Entitled, Kid Pinches Friend Hard on St. Patrick's Day.
Introduction.
Welcome to our podcast today, where we bring you an interesting tale of mischief on St. Patrick's Day. In this episode, we unravel the story of a mischievous kid who took celebrating the famous Irish holiday to an extreme level. So buckle up and get ready to dive into this intriguing and hilarious experience.
Body. It all started on a sunny St. Patrick's Day morning when all the kids from the neighborhood gathered at the local park for an unforgettable celebration. The park was draped in green decorations, shamrocks, and people dressed in vibrant festive attire. Everyone was in high spirits, brimming with enthusiasm, and eager to celebrate the luck of the Irish. Among the cheerful group of kids was our protagonist, Peter. Peter was a mischievous 10-year-old boy with a knack for pranks. Known for his fearless demeanor, he was always ready to seize any opportunity that presented itself. Today was no different. He had come fully prepared with an arsenal of tricks up his sleeve.
Peter's best friend, Michael, was unaware of his scheming friend's mischievous plans. Michael was a kind-hearted and unsuspecting boy who trusted Peter implicitly. Their friendship was built on countless shared adventures, and this day was no exception. They were inseparable.
As the festivities kicked off, children and adults indulged in various traditional activities, such as Irish dancing, face painting, and even a potato sack race. The joy and laughter filled the air as the celebration continued to escalate. Amidst the chaos, Peter saw this as the perfect opportunity to execute his mischievous plan.
Spotting Michael engrossed in an intense sack race, Peter seized the moment, waiting for the right chance to strike. With a swift and precise movement, he approached Michael from behind, pinching him on his arm with all his might. The unsuspecting victim let out a yelp of pain, confused about what had just happened. The crowd erupted in laughter, thoroughly entertained by Peter's audacious act. Michael, bewildered and in pain, turned around to find Peter flashing an impish grin, unable to contain his joy. At first, Michael was taken aback, filled with shock and disappointment at his best friend's prank.
However, as the pain subsided, a smirk slowly started to form on Michael's face as well. Unbeknownst to Peter, Michael had always been an advocate of playful mischief himself. He quickly turned the tables on Peter, giving him a hard pinch on his arm as payback. This unexpected retaliation left Peter stunned, simultaneously causing laughter and amazement to ripple through the crowd. The atmosphere transformed into a joyful battle of pinching and laughter. Friends and strangers joined in, each attempting to outwit one another. The park became a playground of gleeful torment, with pinches exchanged left and right in good-natured fun.
Conclusion.
In this hilarious and unexpected turn of events on St. Patrick's Day, Peter's mischievous prank turned into a catalyst for laughter and camaraderie amongst friends and strangers alike. The joyous atmosphere showed the power of innocent fun and how it can bring people together, even in unexpected circumstances.
Although Peter's prank initially caused confusion and pain, it ultimately sparked a light-hearted battle of pinching and laughter, solidifying bonds and creating lasting memories. St. Patrick's Day had turned into a day filled with fun, mischief, and unexpected surprises, reminding us of the power of friendship and the spirit of celebration.
Episode 5 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Katie Morris. Adios.